Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I am Mary, your host on Wednesdays. And the number to call in is 714-816-4686. I am a certified life coach, hypnotherapist, and I specialize in working with families and individuals with mental health disorders. What we do is we give you the tools that you need to succeed and make a better life. In collaboration with the Hope Collection, which is a group of individuals that have a nominal amount of resources to help you with whatever avenue that you need help with. I'm just going to wait a few more minutes before we start the show. So today, we're going to do a three-part series on school. You know, August starts the back-to-school sessions. Everybody's getting ready to go back to school. And so the first thing we're going to talk about this week is IEPs. And what an IEP is an independent or individual educational plan. And these are designed for kids who are struggling in school. Just because your child has an IEP doesn't mean they're disabled, or it is just set up for children that are struggling in a particular area or all areas, or they have a disability. And just because your child has a disability, that doesn't mean that, excuse me, that they will be on an IEP. Hi.
Was that hi for me, Mary?
It was. Hi, country boy.
Hi there. I got a guest on silence on the other line listening in. Her name is Tatum. I told her what we was doing with the show every day, so she's listening in, but she's muted right now.
Oh. Well, hello.
So, Tatum, if you want to, real quickly, before we get started, unmute and say hello to Mary, your new business partner.
Hi, Mary.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
I changed my voice message years ago, Tatum, to when people call me, they ask, well, hey, country boy, how you doing? I'm better than good, and I'm better than most. If I get any better,
that's right,
I'll be closer to the one that created me.
You can always be a little better.
We always know that he's the only one that walked in perfection, but if I walk closer to him, I want to be more like him. So I'll never be perfect, but I have mercy and grace at my side.
That's right.
So, Mary, what are we going to talk about today, sweetie?
We are talking about back to school. This month is going to be all about picking the right schools for your children, the IEPs, what they are, and how you have, as a parent, have a right to have a say in what is put into them, what they're being educated, how they're being educated. You know, in this day and age, people don't realize how much, as a parent, you have a say in their education. And you, as a parent, have total control over what is being, how they're being educated, where they're being educated, and what they're being taught.
Well,
and we need to start empowering. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mary. No. I don't want to interrupt your thought. Go.
Okay. So, you know, it used to be parents didn't like something, they'd go up to the teacher, they tell them. But as generations have progressed, parents are getting bulldozed out of the system and being basically told it's our decision, not yours. And we need to show parents that you have that power to say, no, this is not appropriate, or this is one I don't like, or this is not working, we need to do something different.
Well, I had a lot to say about that. I was one of those special kids that they put in on the short bus, but they found out later that I didn't have a learning disorder. I was a genius. At that particular time, there was something called the PTA, Mary. You recognize that? Parent, Teacher, Association. But I stood up because my mom was my father, and she went to all the father and son meetings and this and that, the out, and when I had to go sign up for Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts and all them scouts, my mom was the one. But if I I wasn't a complainer. I wasn't a murmurer. Even though I got bullied, I was a little bitty little old dude and never quite fit in, not even in my family. If the truth was really told, I was the black sheep of my family. But what's wrong with him? And my grandmama made it so privileged that when I got bullied while I was out running around during the day, she came and took me into the kitchen and showed me all her famous recipes, which I memorized and could cook. But what was happening was if there were 17 people sitting at my family dinner table eating, they wanted to know why I was the only person eating something different, because I'm so different. Back to school, Mary. I called the parents and the teachers aside and said, it's not fair. What do you mean, country boy? Y'all don't never ask us what we want for lunch. Y'all just give it to us and say, here's your lunch. Eat it. Well, I like macaroni and cheese. We never have macaroni and cheese. The other girl told me she likes pot pies, but we never have pot pies. Can't y'all include us in your meetings? They changed it. Parents, teacher, students association.
Yep.
So the students had a voice. And back in the days, they used to let us, they had what they call a smoking area. When you're hot, you're hot, and when you're not, you're not. But if you got caught out there as an athlete just hanging out with the people that were smoking, they could kick you off whatever athletic team you was on, because you can't be an athlete and smoke, but you can be one of them. Pastor's daughter was smoking. Okay, back to school. You only get two
right.
educations in life. One that they choose to give you, and one that you choose to give your children. Raise a child up the way that you would have them to go. But if you have no say-so in what they're learning, guess what? Last one, Mary, before I land. When I came home from school, when we sat down and they said, announcement, 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 time for dinner, time for dinner. Guess what? First thing, country boy, what did you learn in school today? Tatum, what did you learn in school today? Well, Mary, what did you learn in school today? You better not say nothing. You in trouble, girl. You mean you spent all that time over there in class and you didn't learn nothing? Where's your homework at, Mary? You don't have no homework. Country boys, where's your homework at? I don't have none. I did it at school. Oh, you can go out to play, country. Mary, go get your books, baby, and come on in here. See Jane run? Can you see Jane run? I can see Jane run. Read it back to me, Mary.
Mary, hey, my kids use those
back
books.
To me. You didn't tell me you was
my daughter,
Mary. I didn't know. I didn't know my brother was
learning to read.
He was his fourth year in college, but he couldn't read. I can't see Mary. Can you see Jane run? I can see Jane run. Can you see Jane run? New education.
See, and that's
Mary.
Exactly
back
it.
To you this week.
And it's not even new education. It is.
Mary, let me add. Excuse my French. On international radio, he got his behind busted every day because he couldn't learn at the rate that I could. And I'm 2 years younger than him. Punished.
And that's what I go through in my house, is I have one child that learns everything like you wouldn't believe, as fast as you can learn it. And then I have the other one that struggles with everything. And so trying to figure out the education process, how to teach them, how to do this, what IEPs do they need? And that's the big important part, is your IEP, which is an individual education plan. And a lot of schools are not doing them correctly, or they do them very poorly. It's because what is supposed to happen is they do an interview with the student or your child, figure out where they believe they're struggling. Where do they need help with? From there, they talk to the parents. They ask the parents, where do they need help? From there, the teachers put in their two cents. After that, everybody gets together and comes up a plan. Now, as a parent, you get to decide what works, what doesn't work, how you're going to implement this. You have a say. But most schools turn around, and I went through this with experience, and I'm sure Country Boy, you went through this with experience too, is that they tell you, well, we're the teachers, we're the professionals, we don't know.
You do.
Or we know it all, but you're exactly. And that's not how it works. It's, the misconception is, though, is that public schools, they are required to offer a lot more services than private schools are. So private schools may not necessarily be better than public than private schools.
But they do get more one-on-one attention. Because my son's attended private school, and that's one thing. If your child has some type of problem, it's not just raise your hand, be embarrassed in front of the classroom because you're asking the question that everybody knows the answer to. You're not really singled out like that in the private school. I wouldn't say that there was a better learning institution. I say that they have more individualized contact with each student because of the finances that's flowing through the parents' pockets that can afford to send them there.
Right. And for parents who can't afford to... Oh, go ahead.
I was going to kind of chime in just because I'm kind of going through the same situation. My son is 4 and was going to pre-school this or pre-K this year. You know, and he is extremely intelligent. When I say, like, he can tell you almost any and every dinosaur from A to Z, like, him going to a regular preschool, I feel he's going to be bored, you know? And so trying to figure out what school is going to be, you know, the right one for him is where I'm kind of, what I'm facing. I mean, he knew his ABCs before he was 2.
That's awesome.
So, I mean, he's very smart.
You said the ABCs. See, and that's exactly what my son's like, too. The one benefit.
Tatum. Put the phone close to him. Put the phone over. We have married. That's the closest we've ever had to having a child talk to us through international talk radio. That was awesome. Awesome. We're talking about education, and you got your child saying the ABCs in the background. This is a historic moment. Thanks, Tatum. Go ahead, Tatum.
It's just I feel like, because another thing, I feel like a lot of kids, you know, we talk about, you know, my brother, you know, was one who ended up, was extremely smart, you know, and he wasn't challenged in school. And to me, I feel like some kids that aren't challenged in school and end up veering off and get in trouble and end up kind of
most of the time they
trouble
get in
away.
Trouble. Yep.
You know, and so I just feel he's going to get bored, and I don't want him to get bored with school. So that's just
exactly
where I'm facing.
And here... And here's the biggest problem with that is that there's no gifted programs until you're in 3rd grade.
Right.
Well, not just gifted, being like Tatum explained, ahead of the wave. And what happened? When they took me into the office the first time and labeled me, y'all hear that word?
Labeled
me as a troubled child, they said, well, what's he doing? They said he's just sitting there fidgeting and he's distracting all the other kids. He's pulling Mary's hair. He slides down in the seat and he puts his knee in old girl's behind. He throws paper balls and he won't let the other kids finish their work. Do you know why? What normally took them kids 15 to 20 minutes to do, he did in 2 to 3 minutes flat. Now he's sitting there figuring out what to do.
Hey, everybody.
Go back. Go ahead.
Like,
hey.
Hi, this is
Holly.
Like,
you could ask him what he wants.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Yes.
Hi, everybody. This is Holly J. I kind of just chimed in, and I kind of got a whim of what the conversation is about, and I can't help but put my maybe 3 cents in because I'm a mother of 6 sons and 2 daughters, and they're all adults now. So, of course, I kind of think, well, you know, I've been there, done that, used to run it, big bosses, all that, from start to finish. And so my experience, depending, you know, they have the Montessori's or whatever, the private schools, they have the public schools, school system, city to city, state to state. I've been in plenty of states with my children until I settled down into the Georgia area. Well, of course, I picked a particular area to live in because all the schools in that area were schools of excellence, okay? So at the end of the day, the bottom line is, I think the teachers that are responsible for making sure that our children, you know, get the type of education that they need, that's the main factor. Now, the other thing is, as far as, you know, what made me want to chime in is because I remember when I was a child, and I remember when I was 4 years old, I attended school. My mother put me in school, and really 5 years old was the age that you were supposed to be. Long story short, I remember distinctly coming back home and saying, Mom, what are they talking about? She did run, and I said, I really don't get it, because by the time that I was, I can kind of remember, anyway, before I went to school, I could read, I could write very well. And so when I went to school and the subject matter that they was on just boggled my mind. So that was my initial entry into school. These days, these children have so many other things to occupy them in terms of distractions, et cetera, where you would have maybe been throwing spitballs. Now they're, you know, emailing and FaceTiming, and I can't imagine. But because I have grandchildren, I know that at the end of the day, it's the type of teachers that you know, whether they pride or having integrity for the things that they do. And I think they're the most underpaid people on the planet Earth. So with that being said, the teachers that are employed now, a lot of them, I don't know to say a lot of them, but like I said, the schools that my children entered, it was during a time that, you know, I singled out the fact that they were all schools of excellence so that my children could attend them because they already had that label, as it were. But at the end of the day, it has to do with who these educators, instructors, guiders, however you want to put that, how they pride in what they do. And these days, your patience can grow very, very short with these children because these children, they already know, you know. They, like, got little mechanical robots in their head, you know. So, you know, they're constantly feeding them what to do and what to think about. And what they're doing would amaze you in the schools of excellence. Now, this was like in the 90s. So I have children of all ages, okay?
There's okay, so that, so Robin, let me jump in right now.
Okay.
We're all old school, how it was when we were there. When I was in school, this little country boy showed out. They would take a short walk with me into the hallway and tell me to put my hands up against the wall, feet back and spread them, and they'd hit my little butt about 3-5 times with a paddle. But
wow.
Now we're not there anymore. what happened and worked in the Old Testament, we're in the New Testament now. God says, I'm getting ready to do a new thing. We're putting behind those things that were. Question moms, question parents, question those persons that wanted to have a child and couldn't, but now taking enough courage to not adopt a child and get the child home, and it's like getting a new car and getting a new kid, but it's not supposed to act up. It's not supposed to smack the plate of food that I just spent preparing off in the floor, and I got to clean it up. I want to return this kid back over to you, Mary.
Well, that's the best part of the generation or the time that we're living in now, is that you have so many more options where you don't have to move your whole family to another state or another city to get a good education. You know, you have charter schools, you have online options, you know, and that's where I was blessed. You know, my husband Andy's on the phone today. When we were looking for, because I have two autistic children, trying to figure out an education system, because
Hello.
I live in a very small town. Hi.
This is Derek.
Hi, Derek. How are you?
It is Mary.
Hold tight for Derek. Hold tight for a second, Derek. Go ahead, Mary.
I like what you were doing.
You was bringing us out of Old Testament and putting me online. Keep going, Mary.
Is we live in a very small town. So we have our own public school. It's one building for K through 12. But they don't have a lot of programs for special needs kids available yet. They build it as the kids need it. And so me and my husband decided that we weren't ready for them to be guinea pigs yet. So we found an online school called Connections Academy. And this school is so phenomenal, to where they get all these extra services that you wouldn't get in normal public schools. And with my son, think of young Sheldon, that's him. And so in kindergarten, he basically told his kindergarten teacher that reading Dick and Jane or Dr. Seuss was damaging his psyche and causing him harm and would need therapy because
Wow. Go ahead, man.
So what the school decided to do with him, because there's no special programs or advanced placement programs for little kids, they don't start till 3, is they just moved his English up another level, moved his math up another level. And then the teacher was phenomenal about it, too, because she sat and she told him, she goes, hey, look, I can't give you that hard assignment and do the 22 minus 44 until you do 2 plus 2. You need to show me that you can do 2 plus 2, and I know you can do it. It's easy for you, but show me so I can give you the next level. And she kept working with him every time he wouldn't do the easy stuff. And she goes, all right, David, you did that. Now we're going to do this problem. And she kept pushing him farther and farther, so he wasn't at a kindergarten level. He's in a second grade level in his reading and his math, just because of how, one, the teachers worked really well with him, but also the opportunity to do that. So he got to stay in kindergarten and talk to kindergarten kids, but everything else got jumped up at the same time.
Awesome.
So he wasn't
awesome.
Getting too bored.
That's what happened to me. You heard me just say, and I'm not boasting, I'm not stroking my own ego, but I just said that when I was a child, I never thought as a child, because when I was a bully one, I used to sit in my grandmama's lap and listen to old people talk. So I knew where babies came from when I was 5. I delivered my first baby when I was 12 because my grandmother was a midwife, and she said, go get me the clean towels. Go boil some water. Go, 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 go. This is how you do it. So now what's happening in the course of us having this conversation, Mary, the leader of the moms across America, we're getting ready to change gears. Mary says, I found the institution over here that has a better learning system. Robin says, I found a school over here in Canton, Georgia, that does this, 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 and this. And then you Tatum jumps in and says, well, look, I can't do that right now. I'm homeschooling my kids, and I don't have no encyclopedia. I just use YouTube. We're going to mix it up. This is what George Griffin's vision was, y'all, in case y'all don't know who he is. The founder of our organization says, and I quote, we're going to take the best of the best. Oh, country boy just modernized it and put it on steroids. He calls them super friends, yeah. He's going to take the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and bring Mary, Tatum, Robin, Kim, Andrea, and Zoop, 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 Zoop. We're going to bring them together and allow everybody to love their very best. Example, I'm co-founder of AtlantaChildren.org. We're celebrating our 30th year anniversary. Schizophrenic, bipolar, handicapped, handicapable, blind, came in the long bus, short bus, been to jail, been to kicked out of school. We don't care. 38 counties send their kids to me to figure out what's wrong. The last girl they sent me, 14 years old, we got the headquarters for slave trafficking right here in Atlanta. My mentor, Deborah Clark's the president. She's 14 years old, been trafficked since she was six, and they want to know what's wrong with her. Now, change that nightmare story, going to ask Tatum to bring a new voice onto the phone. Three-year-old Brantley, Tatum, are you there? Can you get Brantley to say something in another language?
Another language.
Tatum, is he still there?
He's right here.
Hey, Brantley, tell everybody what you think we should do to educate everybody. You don't know what I just said, y'all. Interpret for me, Tatum. And get, cause I want to soften this. I don't want to come out hard. What I just told everybody is Mary is finding solutions. Mary says God works in mysterious ways, and what was working is not.
Paleontologist. You want to be a paleontologist?
Yeah.
Why do you want to be a paleontologist?
A discover.
What do you want to discover?
The dinosaurs and T-Rex.
A what?
A Theranosaurus and a T-Rex. Theranosaurus and a T-Rex.
And a Mosasaurus.
And a Mosasaurus?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sound like he already knows about dinosaurs. Right here in Atlanta, we have Fernbank Science Center, the largest museum in the world for dinosaurs. We're going to make sure Brantley goes up there and sees dinosaurs. There's going to be a new way. God says, and I quote, I'm going to do a new thing, but many people are called and few are chosen. Mary, the chosen one, back over you, Mary.
And, you know, the thing is with these schools is that it's what works for you and what is available for you. You know, it's like with our school, and, you know, Andy, are you around? Are you
muted?
And I've
got somebody else off, too, Mary, if you want to give them air right fast before you start up with your next thought. Don't lose your thought. Brent, are you still there? I stepped on you a few minutes ago, Brent. Get back up again like a strong child. Somebody wanted to say something. Go ahead, unmute your phone.
Derek did it. Derek did, and he hung up.
I must have crushed him too bad. He'll be back. I told
He's
you,
always
I
back and forth.
Yesterday, when Mary, when I was talking about children care and so forth and so on, when I first started my camp, and little Susie and little Ira and little Stevie came in there, one of the first things that I had to teach them that they wasn't teaching in school is life is not always cute, and you might be getting knocked down. So I'm going to put you guys in my boot camp, but I want you to know that I want you to run down this aisle right here. But before you can cross the finish line over there, I'm going to hit you with this big, giant, it's kind of like a whopping cushion. You know, it's got pads in it. It's got enough thrust in it to knock little Ira right off her feet. She's only 3 years of age, but she didn't cry. She got right back up again. I taught the kids that came into my class that you're going to get knocked down. So if you want to be in my class, raise your hand. If you don't, well, I'm going to tell your parents to come get you. Oh, everybody wants to be here. Well, everybody's going to have to get knocked down in order to pass the training to get into this class. Is everybody willing to get knocked down? What are you going to do when you get knocked down, Mary? Back over you, Mary.
Get back up. And speaking of which, hi, Derek.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. I gave out more hope cards out.
That's good.
Well, we got some listeners that don't have a clue on what a hope card is. You want to enlighten us a little bit on what a hope card is?
Yeah.
Wait. Before you go there, let me give everybody a spiritual cliff note. In order, I don't care who you pray to. If you're on the line, you'll run if you're not agreeing with me. In order for one to, one must believe that I am, that I am, that I am. We've heard it all our life about the mustard seed of faith. Yeah, a little bitty, teeny, 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 tiny mustard seed. But let me tell y'all something that they might not have taught you in school. The word hope, oh, let me read it. Let me paraphrase for you. Faith is the substance of things hoped. Oh, y'all missed it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. One more time, country. Faith is the substance. That means any kind of thing. Of things, whatever you're wishing for, whatever you're hoping for, whatever you're praying for, of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So you don't miss this. I just want you to understand that hope is the granddaddy, Mary, if I may, the mother nature for faith. If you have nothing to hope for, you don't even have no reason to activate that little mustard seed. Mary, I hope you and your family are healthy and wealthy. Tatum, I hope you and little Brantley and your husband Dwayne are rich, beyond riches, exceedingly and abundantly more than you can even imagine. I hope, I hope, I hope. So, sir, when you're handing out hope cards, I just want everybody to understand the power. My grandmama says, baby, I see it. I see it. I see it in my mind. The most powerful force in the universe is the power of the human mind. If you can't see it in your mind's eye, if you can't think it, you're never going to have it. So the people out there that's been missing in action, they've been missing. They've been locked down for a crime they didn't commit. They've been missing hope. We're here to give you hope. Every day, Monday through Friday at noon, we serve up for lunch. It tastes great, and it's very spiritual fulfilling. So when we got soldiers on the street that pass out hope cards, back over to you, Brent. Tell us what a hope card is. Brent, you there?
Derek.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Derek. You was going to enlighten us on what you said you was out passing out more. I beg your pardon, Derek. You said you was out passing out most hope cards. Enlighten us on what a hope card is.
Well, a hope card, first I got to plant a seed. Planting the seed, lead it to grow, waiting for it to grow. Right? You're giving them opportunities, right?
Opportunities are never missed. Like blessings are never missed. They're just passed on to somebody else. But when you're handing out a physical hope card, that's something that you're putting into somebody's hands, right? What does it say on the card?
Hope. I put my name and phone number for them to call me.
For? What are they going to call you for, Derek?
So I can help them, whatever they need help with, the help.
Ah, now we're getting somewhere. That's
housing,
what this radio show
education,
does.
Education, yep. Yep.
Awesome.
Education.
So, Derek, you take hope wherever you go?
Yeah.
To the grocery store? Yeah. You use hope at the gas pump?
Yeah.
Wow. Country Boy went down to one of them games down at the stadium with his mask on, and when they stood up started doing the wave, Country Boy was throwing hope up in the air. Lady called me. She said a hope card hit her in the head.
Ooh, I give people hope cards at the garbage. I give people hope cards at the garbage dump.
Wow. Now, let me take y'all another further. Joel Griffin, when he founded the Hope Foundation / the Hope Collection, and that's why this radio show that you guys are all in tune to is just one little teeny tiny component. Our hope starts with faith. Our hope starts with family. Our hope starts with health, water, nutrition. When you used to do it with Bob O'Reilly on Wednesdays, we would talk about housing. We got Oakman, Bob Oakley, used to work for AT&T for 30-something years. He comes in on Thursday. Yeah. He helped people that was wanting to be to the great land of America that got
Bob's
here but not legally still here. Yeah, and then those people that need places to stay, need to get your papers right. Then we got, when I just told you about housing, we got people that will help you repair your credit so you can get stuff that they denied you of getting. We got Mary now launching a new program that's never been done before, but with the first pillow that Joel put in there, it was something called family. So we just designated this day. Mary just recently come aboard and is starting a revolution. Mary proposed a question in case you guys came on late today. We have about 20 more minutes left. We're going to act like we're not going to say the same thing over again. These shows are pre-recorded. We'll show you how you can get to them on blog radio. But one of the things you do need to know about is www.optimize. O-P-T-O-M-I-Z-E, MyMyLife.com, OptimizeMyLife.com. Go on there and just register, you guys. It's not an encyclopedia.
No, I don't think it's ready yet for people to register. I don't think it's ready yet.
That's okay. There's still a place for them to click on and get information, even if we have to send you over to our parent company, Golden Rule Society. .org. Golden, all one big giant long word, rule society.org. Let me tell you about this one more time. We have partners. Yeah, partners. Partners. And if you think for 1 minute that you can fight this battle by yourself, then the divine creator didn't give it to you. That's why it says it's a blessing to be a blessing. Shakespeare wrote it and gave it to Hamlet and put it in a riddle. To be or not to be. Faith, family, housing, health, food, water. We're in the solar energy now stages, building houses with solar panels in them. We're talking about everything that one would need in order for one's life to go exceedingly abundantly more than you can imagine. We're here to help you. When I told you our super friends from the north, the south, the east, and the west, we bring in everybody and allow them to love their very, very, very best. We have no hidden agenda. A hidden motive on what we do. We have every intention on blessing you, but we already agree that we're in the information stage. Knowledge. Knowledge. Knowledge is power if you take the knowledge that you've gained and utilized it. What Mary is doing, she's taking the knowledge and the information that's out there in the world. Robin's over here in Canton, Georgia. I don't know what part of the world Mary is. We're united in love, and we, and me and her husband, we never even met each other. But we have one nation under love. Mary says we're going to re-educate the world. The last one, Mary, and then I'll stop. The Renaissance man, Imhotep, first doctor in the world. If you don't know who he is, Google him. First doctor in the world, multi-genius of man. Designed the Cairo pyramids, 2,000 natural heals for the human body 2,000 years before the birth of Christ. We're talking about educating and re-educating and educating our children. Train a child up the way that they, the children are our future. Mary is shopping information, getting resources, getting companies, getting classes. We got over 12,000 online careers that we got 12 and 15 year olds getting certified in industries that they really don't even go to school to learn. One young lady, she's 15 years old, got a medical degree, online certification. Her diploma was given to her by careers.com. She got over 180 offers. The young lady started work at 15 years of age, making a little over $70,000 a year from home doing data entry. Mary is going to help the parents, the kids, and all of us, Menzies. We're going to back up everything she says. We got you back, Mary. I'm going to turn it back over to you. The question was, how do we re-educate our children, our youth, our family, in order for them to hold up the next generation to much is given, much is required. God has given us all children, whether they belong to you or not. It takes more than one to raise a village, and Mary is calling you guys out. If you find information, doing things that's different, doing things that's unique, go spy out the land and come back and report to us, and we want more than two people telling us that this milk and honey. Back over you, Mary.
Excuse me. The thing, you know, people, the easiest way to re-educate is teach our children to think for themselves, giving them the option and that they have a voice. They will be heard. You know, not being one of those parents that does everything for them, but just also giving them the chance to just, and my husband hears this from me all the time, just stopping and listening. Hang on one quick second. Could your wife take over for a minute?
All right, just real quickly, you guys, this call is being recorded. We love that energy. We love, but just go ahead and mute your phone, and it keeps the call and the line open, and anybody can still talk at any given time without us having to mute the lines. So just mute your phone. Keep moving, Mary. Mary, you there?
Yep, sorry, I had a meltdown. Mary.
Okay.
I'm back.
I pushed the refresh button, Mary.
I have.
Act like Mary. Act like everybody just listened. We're drawing close, but I know that there's some steam rolling up through the hearts and through the minds, and there's still some ladies out there. Tatum wants to say something else. Robin wants to say something else. But, Mary, if I just tuned in today and you was listening and you proposed a question, take at least 3 to 5 minutes uninterrupted, Mary, and give everybody the cliff notes on what the conversation was today, what the question was today, and some of the things that you, I, Robin, Tatum, and the other parents across America are going to do to re-educate our children. Mask on, mask off, home, online. We don't care how we do it. It's not optional whether we do it, and anything less than doing it is absolutely unacceptable. Go ahead, Mary. Tell us the cliff notes on what the show was and what we're doing and what people need to do to get involved. And if you not too out there today, there's some people that's going to want to talk to you. If you want to put your number out there, please do so, because you know you got a husband that if anybody calls not talking peace and speak, and he'll take care of you. So, Mary, go ahead. Give us a update on what the show has done, what it was about, some of the solutions, and we're going to join you back again. So give it to us, Mary.
All right. So what we talked about today was education. As a parent, you have the power of what your child is being educated, where, what, and how. Doing research, figuring out what school system and what school works for you is it, you know, there's an online charter schools that are free and public. You have private schools. You have the local schools in whatever school district you're in. It's what curriculum, what teachers they have available, and what will work for you. There's even homeschooling. That's why I prefer what we do is called Connections Academy. It's an online charter school. And what they do is they give you the curriculum, and how you teach it is up to you. And they have a set times where they meet with other students on the class, video chat. They meet with their teachers, video chatting. But the end result is what how you teach it is for you. IEPs are independent education plans for your child. And just because your child is disabled doesn't mean they'll be in an IEP. All it's designed for is it's designed for smart kids and kids that are struggling. It's just an adjustment to a regular curriculum. And it could be simple as, you know, your child's having issues with reading. Now, with this IEP, it's you need to make sure that it has your child's input, your input, and a plan. And then also, what do you do with that plan if it's not working? Because these IEPs can all be adjusted in real time. It's just, you know, a trial and error till it's working. But you just got to remember that you, as a parent, have the power to say no or say, this isn't working, I want to do this. This is what works in my house, we're going to do this in school. And not being bulldozed by the school system. And if anyone has questions or wants to talk, my number is 507-338-3725, and I'm available if anyone wants to talk. Hi, Ron.
One more time, Mary. Go slower on those numbers. I'm like an old schooler. I could have wrote those numbers down, but most of the parents that didn't know you was getting ready to fire away. You was a military woman.
Sorry.
You ready to go before most people are.
I ain't going to hold it against you, baby. I'm applauding you. Go, girl. Go a little bit slower for us. Slow parents, Mary.
Sorry. 507-338-3725.
Mary.
Is that slow enough?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. We got about 8 minutes left. I want you, parents, you, Robin, you, Tatum, you, new listeners, we're going to kind of push the pause button right there. This is the point where you can ask a question. This is where you can make a statement. This is where you have a right to say it as long as it's good. Our lines are open for you guys. Going what? Going twice? Okay, Mary, you know what this is going to lead me to do?
Mary, take it away, country boy.
It's going to allow me to, first of all, out of all due respect, we're in the wild, wild west now. So he's shooting it out. I'm going to call your husband out. I'm calling him out.
You do that.
I just want to high-five him through the airways, Mary, because, again, I've never had the privilege of meeting you. They told me that misery loves company. I also found out that love loves company. I've only had a conversation with you over the last 2 to 3 months, but as they say in the old school, it takes one to know one. My love loves your love. I said that openly the other day, and I had to say it to your husband's ear the other night. But I'm calling him out because he's the man that had that spiritual love radar that detected you and got that children over there, that he's the man of the house. So without any, let the secrets out of the closet, if the most we can do, can we at least get a hello, just a hello, 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 how y'all doing over there?
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, sir, I got my tissues. I'm getting rid of this little embarrassment too. I just threw out of that way. Help, pick me back up.
So what'd you think, honey?
That sounds good. It was entertaining listening to you guys go.
Andy, how many times did you hear me throw your wife under the bus today?
I think just the one time. I'm doing a floor here, and I've had to take the headset off a couple of times to communicate, so I didn't quite catch it all.
Well,
but I love it. I love hearing about her getting thrown under.
You remember one of those... what you call, you know, one of those bags you used to punch it and it would go all the way over to the ground and then it would pop right back up again?
Like a spring
about?
Or something?
No, it had sand in
it. The old punching bags. Remember the one we got for David that he actually used as a jumping beam? You know, you punch it and it falls over and we blow it up, but the cats keep, one of those.
So I do it very politely now. When I throw Mary under the bus, it's just like that thing that Arnold Schwarzenegger was trying to kill that was made out of something from another planet, heaven. You can put fire to it, it melt right down and come right back again. That's what your wife is made of, like a liquid kind of love. It doesn't matter. She can penetrate all them surfaces. They can run her over. They can burn her. They can throw her in the water. And she comes right back again. So I love you, sir. I love your wife. I love your family. I love what changes you guys are getting ready to make across the world.
Well, she deserves most of the credit, not me. But thank you.
Well, I'll be the first to jump in again right there and says God told me to tell Country Boy, Ron Clayton, the whole family that I am a jealous God, and I ain't gonna let nobody steal none of my glory. I'm going to do my glory through you, but when they see Mary, I want them to see me. When I see Andy, I want them to see me. When I see Country Boy, I want them to see me shining through him. By the way, I made them three people uniquely designed in my own image. So when they see me coming, they see the image of the divine creator coming. We're going to light up the world, Andy. And your Mary, whoa, that name is just so sacred. I like to say it out loud. Mary, Mary, Mary. If you translated that means joy, joy, joy. I hope you have a Mary, Mary day. So look, you guys, we're rounding up here. We got about 2 minutes left. And this is what I want you to understand. One more time. Joel Griffin, an infinite wisdom man, passed the baton to his wife, artist, who had Joel's right-hand man, Mr. Ron Clayton. He hates me calling him Mr. He said, that's his daddy. But one father, one nation, our father. I'm not going to tell you that your father is better than mine. I'm not going to tell you that your father came up on the wrong side of the tracks. I'm going to tell you that our father has put us on the airways that we can broadcast to 70-plus countries in 40-plus languages, and we need no translator when it comes to L-O-V-E. Yeah, you've heard it. You can chant it. Yeah, you even know the song. But are you giving love? I said, are you giving love or just sing along? L-O-V-E has a special meaning to me. There's more meaning behind the word. It seems a lot more than we've observed. They said one must give love in order to get love. But how can one give what one does not have?
More so, how can one do what one has not been taught? Giving love is more than an afterthought. Now, did you think twice about what you did or what you had to say? Or were you just selfish in your reasoning and just did it anyway? Now, tell me about love. Now, doesn't it really, really, really matter to you? But don't you want love too? So tell me, how does one get what one does not have, what one really wants, what one really needs, what one really deserves, this thing that racks the nerves? Love is more than a word, sometimes a lot more than we deserve. So wait a minute, let me break it down for you. Love is reflected in all you do. It's how you do what you do when you do what you do. Oh, seems I've lost you somewhere along the way. Love is not what you just have to say, but how much love, kindness, and hope can you pass somebody else's way? So if you want to experience some love today, then you start by going out and giving some love and hope and kindness away. So do unto others before they do unto you. And when you give some love and hope and hope and hope and kindness away, eventually it will come right back to you. And what the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. Back
and
over
we are
here.
Out of time, and we are out of time for today. So I'll see you guys next Wednesday, and have a good day. Bye, y'all.
Have a good day, everybody.